Well, people are donating. We've had a cot with a mattress and bedding, mainly clothing, but we're getting toiletries coming through now, and phone chargers as well. And I've had lots of inquiries about toys for the children and cuddly toys, that sort of thing.
So how many journeys are you expecting to do over the next few days?
Well, we're not really too sure at the moment. I mean, because it all depends on how quickly they're processing the stuff in Kingston. We heard this morning that the process is sort of quite slow, so they've been inundated with donations. So we're hoping to do at least one tomorrow, and then over the weekend, hopefully a trip at least a day, and then maybe come Monday, things will speed up a little bit with the stuff that has already been donated.
What was your reaction when you saw the fire and what was happening yesterday? I mean, it's just heartbreaking, isn't it?
Absolutely dreadful. Absolutely dreadful seeing the young kids there, especially, that have got absolutely nothing at all. We saw a father with his young girl yesterday morning, and she had a dress on it which had been donated, and a cuddly toy which had been donated, and these poor kids and families have been left obviously with absolutely nothing. It's awful.
Anyone who does want to donate stuff, Paul, what do they need to do?
Well, they can contact us via social media. We have all the platforms, Twitter, and Facebook, under the name of Shine Removals. They can go onto our website. They can contact us via email. Our email address is on the website, along with our phone numbers and stuff. So, yeah, we're very easily contactable. Lots of people at the moment seem to be doing it through social media, although we are taking phone calls as well.